It was quite a gathering, with just days to go until the Greek election. Officials from the radical left-wing party Syriza held an event in Athens to meet with a group of dedicated supporters from Italy.
Where in Italy have you come from?
From Rome.
You come from Rome. Why have you come all the way from Rome to follow a Greek election?
Because I think that Syriza is opening a door for everybody in Europe which is fighting for democracy and social justice. If they win, that could give strength to anybody in this continent which is fighting for dignity.
It is easy to spot the Italians in this crowd because, well, sorry to go for national stereotypes, but to put it simply, the Italians are better dressed, some of them in grunge chic, others in jackets and shirts and rather jaunty ties. But whatever their sartorial differences, the Italians visiting here insist that their political principles and Syriza's are the same.
Syriza is fighting for justice, for equality, for hope. It's like a fire. And we look at this fire and we become encouraged to fight again.
Away from the gathering, I found another foreign visitor helping to organise and distribute Syriza's election leaflets. Colin Fox is a leading light of the Scottish Socialist Party and one-time member of the Scottish Parliament. He arrived a week ago and says he's been struck by how different a Greek election feels to a British one.
The political parties are much more engaged here. They don't just turn up and give you a balloon, you know, once every 5 years. Every newspaper stand has got every political party's newspaper on it.
You're obviously enjoying being here, but if you don't mind me saying so, shouldn't you be back home? I mean, you've got an election coming in Britain. I know you're involved. You want to stand in the general election.
Oh, no, I've been caught out, you know, but this is January. Back in Scotland, it's minus 15 degrees just now. But no, it's the once in my lifetime opportunity to see a radical left government elected anywhere in Europe. So it's not an ordinary election.
International solidarity is hardly new for the political left. Karl Marx himself called for workers of the world to unite. And the anthem of communism to this day is the Internationale, recorded in dozens of languages, including Greek. But the international context of this election is not just about global socialist solidarity. The main issue for Greek voters is the huge debt their country has run up, 320 billion euros at the last count, mostly borrowed from the European Union and IMF. Syriza is promising that if elected, they'll refuse to pay all of that money back, a defiant stance that will end in tears, according to the ruling Conservative Party here, New Democracy. The party spokeswoman, Anna Asimakopoulou, worked in New York for many years as a commercial lawyer. So she says she knows how the financial world operates.
If we don't pay what we owe, the consequences will be very severe. The countries who have lent are going to be reluctant to just forget that we owe money. The country might go bankrupt.
What do you make of all these left-wing groups from around Europe who've come to Greece to show their solidarity with Syriza, who think that Greece is going to lead the way for a new radical world?
Greece has, its destiny is to lead historically. I mean, this is the birthplace of democracy, and through democratic process comes change. But Greece is not a radical left-wing country. Greece is a country where people paid a steep price for mistakes that it's made in the past. Syriza is taking advantage of people's pain.
You are constantly reminded here in Athens of that leading role that Greece once played, with the Acropolis towering over the city, a monument to the days when not just democracy, but theatre, philosophy, even comedy, this was where it all came from. Now, I have met Greeks in the past who saw this almost as this nation's natural role, who hoped and believed that a time would come when, once again, this far southeast corner of Europe would be in the vanguard of developments, with the world looking on. Well, Greece is the focus of international attention right now, but the circumstances mean that's certainly not welcomed by everyone.
I am not proud of the attention. I would be very happy if it was a reaction to some achievement or something. You don't like people to get interested in you when you yourself feel awful.
Nikos Dimou is a well-known author in Greece, well-known in part for a somewhat maudlin view of this country.
There is a part of Greece. They're voting for Syriza out of despair. Deep down, they do not believe that Syriza can fulfill all the promises. And when people are in a bad situation, people looking and commenting, that can feel bad.
Hola.
And yet, still they come. One guest of honor at Syriza's headquarters this week was the Brazilian protest leader, Thiago Guiar. He'd flown all the way from São Paulo to express his own solidarity with the Syriza campaign. But also, he acknowledges, in order to pick up some tips and some inspiration.
In Brazil, we want to build something similar to Syriza. If Syriza wins the election, we know this can open a new period of struggles all over the world against capitalism and against the IMF.
Are you sure you're not extrapolating too much from what happens here with one relatively small country in one election?
Well, look, you can see the declarations of the leadership of the IMF, of the Central Bank of Europe, of Angela Merkel. They are trying to stop Syriza. So this shows us Greece is a small country, but with a large importance. In the next days, Athens is a capital town of the entire world.